Blog Talk Radio.
The Ultimate Old School Party, 1026, The Situation.
Yo, remember back on the Bully when cats used to harmonize like, yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the dame, just without the most decay, yo, about a thing,
called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to bend your man? You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck, then you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a 10, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. But you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up out to rims. Come again. And it's him and it's women, him and it's men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they defend, Papa Yang.
Like you got yin.
Let's not pretend. The one that packs pissed out by the waistman, Chris out by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty basement. Claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 or 4 kids. In the basement court case when the child's from poor place. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate men. The sleepy silent man. The punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the team and stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win? Within. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
total love fuel. I just wanna love you. Forget the mother birds. There's no woman above you. You're my first, my last, my everything. Even though we go through changes like a moon spring. See you to the moon, rose petal, satin sheet. Chocolate cup of strawberries fill the room. Relax your mind while I zoom, zoom in your boom, boom. Pitch and woo. This is what I do to get you in the mood. Whisper sweet nothing. You're my relief from a bad head. It's like buffering. I don't need nothing. You got me 100. True to the law of life. I will never be cruel. You're the wife. We suck like glue. Sing the song for me, boo, while we share a glass of that love fuel. I'm drunk off your love.
I'm drunk off your love.
While we share a glass of that love fuel.
No matter who knows it, this is not true.
In your mind, hear a
brand new banger
that you and your mama ain't heard yet. Interviews, topics, and advice to help your situation. This is Situations Live. Done in this show in like 3 months, and that's a blessing that we're back here today for a new year, new digs, new on-air name change, everything, and I'll tell you about that in just a minute. So for those listening in, I'm Robert Green, the host of Situations Live. We've been doing this for about a year now. We've started this show way back in the middle of October, and I'll tell you this, it's been a blessing to, you know, be able to listen to other people and other shows and be able to get ideas from here and there and do what I need to do. So it's definitely a blessing to everybody listening in tonight from different areas. We've got a lot of new areas listening to us. So one shout out is to Connecticut. I haven't had anybody call in from Connecticut before, so thank you so much for listening in tonight, y'all representing. Let me tell you about this on-air change thing that we're supposed to be doing here. Of course, we debuted some new shows over the last couple of weeks, and a few of them were test shows just to see how people would, you know, respond to everything. Well, now I figured I'd up the game a little bit, so I named it the all-new 102.6 The Situation. Why did I name it 102.6 The Situation? Well, because, first of all, it looks established. And it looks like, and it'll entice more people to listen in, because we got a lot of great shows that a lot of people may need the advice to. They may need to laugh a little bit. They may need to hear some music that will, you know, make them feel good. And that's why I call it online radio for everyone. And one of those shows is this one. So we make sure to interview great people and, you know, share great topics or what have you on our shows. So, like I said, this is not the only show that's coming back. Tomorrow it'll be the Laugh Out Loud show, and we're starting off the New Year strong with a new co-host. We've got Franco Banco as our new co-host, and our special guest of the evening will be from Bounce TV's Off the Chain, Marvin Hunter and Marty P. When these two get together, there is no telling. That's why we call it the most unpredictable show on blogtalkradio.com. So you definitely want to tune in for that tomorrow night, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, and right here on the same Bat Station, but you know what I mean. It's 102.6 The Situation, online radio for everyone. So let's talk about tonight. We have a special treat for you, and I feel honored and privileged and blessed to be able to do this interview with such an amazing talent. And she has a book out right now that is called Sexually Driven. I know that sounds like a juicy topic, a juicy book to read, doesn't it? So we're going to find out what it took to basically get that book done, and where did it all come from. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring in our guest of the night, the author of the book entitled Sexually Driven. Her name is Queen Esther Lacey. Good evening to you.
Hi, how are you? Good evening.
I'm doing good, actually, and it's definitely an honor and a privilege to definitely find out about this book, but really to be even interviewing you as well. I mean, because this looks like a awesome book to read. So just want to first say welcome to the show. This is probably the first time you've heard about our show, and thank you so much for being our guest on the first show of the new year. So my first question to you is, how long did it take to write this book, and where did the idea come into play?
Well, first, let me say thank you as well for the opportunity to be interviewed. I don't take that for granted, because any opportunity I get to share my gifts with the world, I'm going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
No problem.
This particular book took me, I would say, a few years to write. It was a struggle, but the concept of it was right there. I had it all down, but to finally put it out there, that took years. You mentioned it. It sounded juicy. I hope that people feel that way, but I hope they get the message behind the juiciness, because there definitely is a message. I've always written poems. I used to do prison ministry, and to encourage the women, I would write poems to read to them. And without me really knowing, the poems ended up into a short story. So the book is based off of having issues and trying to deal with life situations and trying to just know someone's value or worth. So it might be called Sexually Driven, having that sexual addiction, but it can be anyone's issue. If you have anything that blocks you from knowing your true value and your true worth, then that's your struggle. And that's what the title of your book would be.
Right, exactly. And you mentioned struggle. What mm-hmm. struggles did you go through on the road to getting this book out there?
Well, being, I'm a Christian writer, for number one. So being that said, you wouldn't really expect a Christian to write about sexual issues.
Right,
so
right.
That was the struggle. The struggle was within myself, as far as how are people going to accept this? How are they going to look at me? Are they going to think this is about me? Because that's the number one thing I get is this a true story? Is this your story? And my response to that is, it could be anyone's story, because sexual issues has no faith base. It has no gender base. It's just an issue that someone might have and trying to deal with in their Christian walk. Someone else might have an eating disorder. And, you know, it just has not, one thing has no connection to their Christian walk. And that's the message I want to try to get out there, that, you know, someone's value and someone's worth is, you know, the most important thing. My ultimate goal is to lead someone to Christ, but I want people to be healed as a whole.
Right. And that's definitely something, because there's a lot of people who read books out there, and when they have that, you know, powerful message displayed, they're basically like, well, okay, well, this is actually not bad. You know, it makes people think. Well, would your book be one of those books to make people think about what they're doing more in depth?
Exactly. Because the number one rule in regards to writing a book, the number one rule they tell you when you're doing your cover, the first thing you want is to, you know, get someone's attention. So once I get your attention, then, you know, then I can get you to listen to my message. So obviously, I guess sexually driven got people's attention. But then when they got into it, the response I get is, wow, that's my story. That's my story. And that's what the purpose was.
Right, right. And it, what a powerful story it is. And it just, for some people, it kind of hits home. And when it hits home, you know, sometimes it brings out some emotions that they may not have been privy to, or they may not have paid attention to in the beginning. So what do you think, what advice do you have for people out there who are going through, who were going through anything that your character experienced?
My advice is to reach out. If someone is in church, number one, that it's going to take you to be under the correct leadership regardless. I have some awesome spiritual leaders, and they just, you know, to encourage you. And if you're not in church and you think about, you know, this higher power or God or whatever, but you just low self-esteem and, you know, think that you're the worst person in the world, I just want to say you're not. And the main thing is to reach out to someone. And if I can be that vessel that someone can reach out to, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. But the number one thing is to reach out. And no one is ever too bad, or their life is so horrible that they can't be loved. And that's the basic thing. People are looking for love.
Right.
And yeah. So.
What advice do you have for, like, people that are, you know, constantly looking for love and can't find it? And they say, you know, a lot of people say you find the right man in church, but then sometimes the church going man might not even be all that, you know, all that good for you. But, you know, sometimes it can happen like that.
Yeah. But the number one thing is they got to love themselves. They have to love God.
Right.
And then love themselves. Because a lot of times when people are broken and hurting, they're not viewing things correctly anyway. So they're trying to fill a void, and they're filling it with the wrong thing. So people have to be whole. Because a lot of times in relationships, people will be like, okay, I'm going to give 50-50. And I don't look at it like that. I look at it as 100-100, because if you're giving 50 to that person, what are you giving that other 50 to? You know, so people, two whole people have to come together. It's like if you're broken and she's broken or he's broken, y'all coming together, broken vessels. And, you know, that just makes, that doesn't make it whole. So people have to be healed before they even look for love. That's my take on it.
Yeah, I definitely agree, because, you know, you got to be, you have to have a lot of aspects with that. You have to have trust. You have to have all the factors. Trust is a big one. You have to have all those factors in place in order to, you know, be able to work. But the one thing that you would have to do is love yourself, which is probably the biggest thing of all. And you make a great point in stating that. And did your character in Sexually Driven have those kind of issues where I'll say one of the characters, did they have an issue with not loving themselves first and loving God?
Yes. And in that, like, when you say that, it makes me think, like, okay, the main character, her name is Regina, and she wants to be loved. She wants to love God. She wants to love herself. And
right.
She wants someone to love her, but she has to realize, like, she goes out looking for love, and, you know, from a man, but she has to realize that the reason things don't work is because she's broken and she needs to be healed. But her struggle is that she does love God and she goes to church, but a lot of times, people don't view things, let me see, how do I say this? A lot of times, if you're in church, people judge you to be one way, or the people that are in church, they think they have to appear perfect to the world, but they're hurting inside,
right.
So they have to be healed. Everybody's human, and people have to realize that just because they go to church, that doesn't make them perfect, so everybody might have something they're dealing with. They have to be healed. And once she realizes that, then she seeks out for that kind of help. And, well, I can't tell you the end. People just have to get the book.
Oh, no, don't give that away. No, no. I don't want you to give no ending away. No. Because we want people to get the book. We definitely want people to get the book. So, definitely want to not do that, but however, just as a reminder to everyone who's just tuning in now, and they still keep pouring in, so just wanted to let you know that you got a lot of support behind you, and I'm telling you, it's very important for us to support one another, because if you don't support one another, we can't take the next step. We can't go to the next level without you guys. So she appreciates it. I do as well for listening in. And we'll be taking calls in just a few moments. So I'm not going to give the number out right now before we have like 25,000 people calling into the line, and it's a log jam. Then next thing you know, I can't get everybody. So, you know, I'm not going to say any. I'm not going to tell anybody to press one right now. There is already one in queue, and I'll get to you after the break. But I do want to also ask this one question, though. Have you ever had any kind of naysayers that told you you couldn't do this book? And how did you deal with that adversity when people told you you couldn't?
Oh my goodness, that's a loaded question. I have, and I do. And my thing is, I have to believe that God gave this to me to reach, if it's only one person, okay? And I had to do it. And that's what I said when my struggle came in. I got literally sick. Everything that could come up against me came up against me from putting this book out. And even now that it's out, I still, you know, get that, oh, my goodness, should I pull it back, you know, or what are they thinking, what are they saying? But, you know, I get messages, encouragements from women and men of God to just, you know, you are doing God's will, just stick with it, you know, move forward. So, and that's why right. I'm conversing this evening about it. Yeah.
I definitely understand because I had a lot of them too. So, you know, I definitely know where you're coming from with this. So it's definitely, you know, a blessing that you were able to, you know, get it done and have it out there. And, you know, I think from this point now, sky's the limit. The universe is the limit at this point. So, okay. But what were you giving me? You were getting ready to say something else. My apologies.
No, I'm sorry. I was going to say, and I thought I would feel really uncomfortable about this part, but if I could share a little portion of Regina's struggle, I'll do that.
Well, not yet. Don't give it too much yet. Don't give it too much yet. Hold on, we got to get to a break now. You're trying to get there. I feel where you come from. You're trying to get there. I know. But you know what? It comes with the excitement of the book, which is awesome. And that's what gets everybody excited. And I really understand. And as a matter of fact, you know what? I got one more question to ask you, and
okay.
Thank you to Kelly Wright, a very good friend of mine. You know who she is, mm-hmm. Kels Productions,
yes.
For listening in
manager.
Right now, and she sent me a question here, and basically she wants to know about your decision to choose Kels Production as your management company. How do you feel about that?
I think I made the right decision. How I came about to use her was as God gave me the book to write, I was just doing this on my own. And I don't know if I was reaching who I needed to reach, so I started to doubt myself as far as what I was supposed to do. So one morning, I just got the revelation that, okay, God can bless you with a job, but it's something you have to do. You have to go put in those applications. So as far as me writing the book, I need some kind of promotion.
Right.
Going on some kind of marketing. So I was watching her and her other artists, and I was like, wow, okay, I see this person going from here to here. So Kel's production might be something to look into. So that's how I chose that.
Wonderful. Well,
I know it was the right decision because I signed on with her in less than 24 hours. I had my first assignment. And I was like, okay, Kels Production is okay.
Yep. So, definitely. And, I mean, I definitely know you made the right choice. I was around when she started. So, yeah, it was definitely an awesome experience. And shout out to Kels Productions listening in right now. So we definitely appreciate it. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead to break now. But before I do that, we're going to go ahead and let you know the number. It is 347-945-6867. And press 1 if you want to talk to Queen Esther Lacey or if you have any questions regarding her awesome book entitled Sexually Driven. We'll take those calls right after the break and also some Chantel Monique. It is the all-new 102.6 The Situation, online radio for everyone. The all-new 102.6 The Situation wants you to support these great blog talk radio shows. Removing the bandages with Celinda D.
On my last show, I stated that we all have a story. Many of us have decided to wear our bandages with expensive clothes, cars, jewelry, shoes, and so much more. However, there's a story underneath every band-aid that we wear, and when you begin to remove the bandages, then and only then can our true healing take place.
Speak Your Mind Radio with Brenda Williams.
We all as people should be able to go out and buy guns to protect our families. In a day and age like today, where you really can't go to church to pray without getting shot up, you can't send your kids to school without getting shot up, you can't go into the grocery store, you can't go to the movie theater, you can't go to a community center. When you look at the wake of everything that's happened recently and everything that's going on in the world today, I mean, at this stage of the game, we need to protect ourselves. We need to protect our children. We need to protect our families. We need to protect what we worked hard for.
Mama Time with Rochelle and Tabitha.
I put on the heels, and I was really, really cute when I was standing there, right? And I said, okay, this is going to be my choosing unique photo shoot. And I got to walking, and I said, you know, this ain't right. You know what I mean? These models, when you guys go out there, models, you prep before, because what if I'd have went to the store and just bought them shoes because I thought they were cute? You know, you have to. You have to make sure that that's what you're comfortable in, because you're going to have to move. You're going to have to pose. So it was just funny to me, because, girl, the feet was on fire, let me tell you. Bro.
The Crystal Chanel Show.
What inspired you to be a actor, model, singer, dancer? My God, you got so many talents and gifts. What inspired you?
Well, ever since I was a little girl, I always used to be in my imaginary land. That's what I called it. So
I love it.
I would be different characters. And then I realized when I got to maybe the age of 11, I wanted to start acting.
Awesome.
Singing has just always been a part of me. That's what makes me.
Okay.
And modeling, I'm very dramatic. I have to walk down the runway. I have to show people what am I made of.
Oh, my God.
Ask anyone. Oh, yeah. Look at that Kayla right there. It says, I don't know.
I love it.
And Underground Sounds.
So I received news today that because of the song itself in the first week on the charts in 2016, that the song has received 726 favorites from listeners around the world. The song is now back at number 3 on the North Carolina pop charts, hoping and praying that it's going to get to number 1 pretty soon. And not only that, I found out that it actually has also hit the U.S. pop charts as well, and currently is at number 26 on the U.S. pop charts. So I'm very, very excited about that. I wanted to take a moment and just let you guys know about this. But also in the same regard, because of this, the site has deemed me as the number one artist in Charlotte pop music. So that's, you know, a very wonderful accolade to add to what I'm already trying to accomplish with the recording of my album.
Check all of the show's pages for past, present, and future show dates. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. The Laughs are back tomorrow night with new co-hosts Franco Banco and our special guests Marvin Hunter and Marty Pebo from Bounce TV's Off the Chain. The Laugh Out Loud show goes down Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Here's some Chantel Monique on the all-new 102.6 The Situation. Put it in city on smash. Situations Live.
We don't have to stop till the sunrise. I love the way you feel, grabbing on my thighs. Boy, you drive me crazy. I can't take it. let me try to keep my composure. I hope you're ready to get this loving and all this kissing and touching. Baby, you're the one I desire. Baby, your love takes me higher. You make me feel like I'm on top of the world.
Situations Live is back now on the all-new 102.6 The Situation, and our guest of the evening is author Queen Esther Lacey. And how are you enjoying the show so far?
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying
Wonderful.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, so now, before we go to the callers, I do want to... basically hear one of the excerpts from the book, and we'll go ahead and take the callers afterwards. So describe the scene and what exactly would be going on in this particular point.
This is Regina's struggle, whether going to church or satisfying the craze, the struggle that she has in her flesh. And then once she makes her choice, when she follows through, what it does to her mentally. And this is her,
okay. This
is Regina's basically walk. So another Sunday rolls around, and before I would go to get my praise on, I said to myself, I need to satisfy this crave in my flesh. I thought either way, both events would have me lifting my hands to surrender. Jack was drinking a cold glass of apple juice, and he slipped a piece of ice in his mouth. He turned over to ease his weight to me. Before even touching me, I could feel the coldness of his breath breathing on my neck. My body responded with anticipation of his next move. My body perked up from my head to my feet, not missing any part. There was a throbbing symphony of feelings. He caressed my body with the piece of ice, chilling feelings of pleasure throughout. I submissively gave into the touch. I wanted him to explore every part of my caramel-coated skin. As the ice melted, he continued to explore each curve, bringing pure ecstasy where I could not contain my silence any longer. Any craving and desire I had was being met and exceeded anything I could ever imagine. The floodgates of satisfaction burst open and overflowed. Then he knew I was ready to receive him and caused us to become one. I no longer thirst. I was satisfied and rehydrated. I purred softly with each stroke, grabbing his back to pull him closer and deeper. Then without warning, I sank my nails in deeper and I let out an ultimate sound of climaxing pleasure. Then without warning, I coldly disconnected myself as I had no emotions at all, slid out from under him and made my way to the shower. How could I be so cold as if the moment that just took place was something of someone else's imagination?
Ooh-wee. Wait a minute. Hold on. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of people saying, oh, my goodness, hold on. I need to give the applause to that. Oh, my. Wow. I was wanting to know what the rest of it was, but you said only an excerpt. I'm like, oh, what else is getting ready to go on here? Get your popcorn ready, folks. Whoa. Boy, you know, and you know what?
Amazon.
Get on Amazon. As a matter of fact, go ahead and share the link with us where you can get Sexually German, actually.
Well, the books are available in all online bookstores like Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and then also from my publisher, and that's AuthorHouse.com. So, yeah, that's where you can get the books.
Wow, you heard where to get the book. Y'all better log on after the show. Matter of fact, you better set up another tab online. If you're online now, set up another tab and you go look for this book on Amazon Books a Million, wherever you want to get the book at, and you need to get it. Because I'm going to be getting one myself. I need to see what's going on. You know, in this little situation right here, this is a situation. That's why we call it Situations Radio Network.
Situation,
but it's okay. Yeah, that's exactly why we call it. And that's a big one right there. Mm-hmm. So, and we'll remind everyone about where they can find the book at the end of towards the end of the show. In the meantime, if you want to call in and ask any questions to Queen Esther Lacey, the author of this awesome book, give us a call, 347-945-6867, and press 1 if you want to talk to us. And speaking of pressing 1, somebody pressed 1 in Connecticut, and we're going right to them right now. Situations Live, who's this?
Hi, my name is Catherine, and I just want to say what an amazing author, what an amazing book. And I appreciate the way that you took an adult and a common situation, not necessarily your story, but a story that needed to be told because it is so common amongst so many women. And the way that you put it out there and broke it down and helped them to realize their struggle and kind of navigate through their struggle, I thank you and I respect you for doing that. And you know I love you. I'm a bit partial. But I love you, and you are killing this interview, girl. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening.
I enjoy the show. The music's been awesome, and this the interview. And God's going to continue to bless you. He's only confirming. This is something you were a little nervous about doing, and you're slamming it. And that's only God letting you know that this is what you're supposed to be doing. So you keep doing it because you do it oh so well. And I love you.
Thank you. Love you too.
Yes.
You're going to make her start crying. See what you did? You're going to make her start crying now.
And not only that, there are other books too that are by this awesome author that you guys need to look online for as well.
Oh, really? And she didn't even tell us about that. But I know we're focusing on Sexually Driven, but
absolutely.
Hey, what are the rest of the books that we can find?
Well, actually, I do have a few books out there. One is, the first one is It's Not About Religion, God Wants a Relationship. And the next one is From My Heart to Your Heart. The next one is Searching for Real Love Won't Be Found in Someone Else's Bed. And there's one that's...
What a title on there.
So now this is experience. This is experience and know-how. These are not all her stories, but they are stories that need to be shared.
Wow. Yeah. You're right. You're definitely right about
and there's,
that.
There's one that's focused on youth, and it's Young Hearts Need Love, too.
Oh, that's a powerful one right there, too. I mean, you write very powerful books. It's like, you know, just normal. You know, it's just like you just have it instilled to write powerful works of literature. And that's why I think is so awesome about you. You're not only are you descriptive, very descriptive in your writing, but also on top of that, you make sure you reel people in. It's just like, you know, you really have to be eating popcorn to read your book because you never know what's going to happen next. You could have a twist here, you could have a twist there, or something just totally different that nobody's ever seen before or nobody's ever read before. No one will talk about it.
I appreciate that she takes relevant topics and she puts the Christian spin on it, okay?
Right.
That's what draws me into my cousin's book, is that she takes things that are really relevant and she, like she said, she is an awesome woman of God. And I think that is also displayed throughout her books, and I think that's important.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. And I do thank you so much for listening in. What was your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Catherine, and I will continue to do so. And I'm going to continue to enjoy this interview. You all share this time with someone else. And it's just been awesome being a part of it and listening to her and watch her grow. And I continue to follow her. I will continue to look forward to following her.
Thank you, Catherine, for listening to the return of Situations Live tonight. And we're on every week Sundays.
Absolutely. And thank you for giving her the platform. And you continue to do what you do, sir. It's an awesome thing that you do. You all have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much. And thanks for calling. So, Queen, so here's my thing.
Yes.
If I know we're talking about sexually driven, but my whole thing is that, hey, if you're going to promote a book, if you wrote more than one, let's promote the author too. You know what I mean? Because if you wrote more than one book, we don't just want just this book to be successful. We want every book to be successful.
Okay.
And that's
what
my ulterior goal is to make sure that you are successful. Because if sexually driven is that powerful, all the rest of your books, there is a consistency. And that's why people love your literary work so much. And that's what I like. It is just awesome to see that happening at this particular point. And I really commend you on a job well done. It's just awesome.
Thank you. No problem.
Let's go to Virginia. Situations Live. Who is this?
This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, darling. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm pretty good, and thank you so much for tuning in tonight as a new listener from Virginia. I'm really blessed to have people all over the country listening in. But you had something for Miss Lacey?
Yes. Well, first of all, I'd like to tell her congratulations, and I'm very proud of her, and she should just keep on doing what she's doing, and she has my total support. But my question for Miss Lacey is... Who is Regina, and is she one person, or is she a combination of several people?
Well, good question.
Well,
awesome question.
Thank you very much. Love you, girl. Regina, from my feedback, is a lot of people. Regina is just a name for the book, but Regina could be me. Regina could be you. Regina could be the person next door.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
For your support.
The person next door.
Got it.
Well, I hope it's not my neighbor.
Mine either.
But if you're in a relationship, that's going to be trouble.
Well, see, that's my point. Regina could be the very person that you interact with every day, and just know that someone could be going through a struggle, or they just need someone there to talk to. A lot of times when we express ourselves to people, it's not that we actually want them to solve the problem. We just want someone to listen to that they know that they're not alone.
Right.
Because sometimes people struggle with things and they think they're the only one going through that, you know?
Right, right.
So Regina's just the next door
neighbor.
Any
one of us.
Yes.
Okay, well,
yes.
Like I said, congratulations, good luck, and keep on doing you.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for listening in to Situations Live tonight. And I'm sure you're a first-time listener, but we are on every Sunday. So, you know, definitely tune in. We've got more people down the line. So, you know, you definitely want to tune in and hear more stories from great people.
Yes, I will do that.
All right. Thank you so much for your call tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, don't cry now. We've got like
I'm not.
You get emotional because you're like, oh my goodness,
I'm good.
I just have to mess with you, you know, just kind of, you know, make you laugh a little bit, you know, because
yeah,
you know,
laughter is good. Laughter is good.
Yes, it is, and so we're gonna head to Charlotte now, my old stomping grounds. Situations Live, what's up?
Hey, oh, I'm sorry, guys. Hey, it's Kelly. How are you?
There she is. I knew you were there somewhere.
There I am. Robert, how are you, honey? You doing okay?
Of course. I'm definitely okay. Yes, I'm more than awesome. I'm blessed. And you?
Good, good. Yes, I am very blessed, too. And I just wanted to say something to Queen that I truly don't know if she realizes. I've known her for a very long time. And when she was born and her mom looked at her, she named her Queen because that is her birth-given name. And I can see why. I can see why.
I do,
and
too.
I
agree.
That Queen does not understand the magnitude of a blessing that she is to others. And, you know, we've only been together as manager and client for just a short time. And she has blessed Kel's production so much, and she's blessed my life with giving me another aspect. You know, I've never managed an author, and she has just helped me grow so much in the last couple of weeks. And Robert, she's a blessing to your show. I mean, this is your first broadcast of 2016, and you have listeners all over who called in to support her.
Right,
so,
exactly.
You know, with the books that she's putting out there, she is giving a voice to people who may feel intimidated or who may feel embarrassed, you know, who may love the Lord and want to be respected in the church, but also recognizing that they're human as well. And I just want to thank her so much. Listening to her tonight, I'm so proud. And you're telling her not to cry, but I think I'm getting ready to cry because I know how much this means to her. And Queen, I love you so much, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to work with you on this project.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm about to have two people crying now. Oh boy, here we go. See. No, she's going to eventually. She's going to eventually. When she gets it done, it's all going to pour out like, yes, thank you, Lord, a breakthrough. Well, but you know what? Here's the thing. I wouldn't even call it a breakthrough. I call it what should have been done anyway, because of the fact that you are incredibly talented, incredibly gifted. It's just like I'm amazed, and I mean, I.
Who God be the glory.
Right, exactly. And so, Kelly, thank you so much for, you know, being on the show and, you know, just giving us your take on everything, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks. You so much.
Have a good night. Wow, you see how the support system works?
I see. I'm just amazed. I'm like in awe. I'm sitting back and taking it all in. And just
you're taking it all in?
Being humble. Yeah, I'm taking it all in.
you think you're taking it all in at this point, but we're going out to your state, Arizona.
Okay.
Situations Live. Who is this?
My name is Elder Kathy Riley.
Oh,
hello there. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good to be able to hear you, Miss Queen.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to make you cry. Everybody's tempted. I'm going to make you cry.
Oh, here we go. See, she's going to do it. I'm counting on her to do it now.
I am calling to say how proud I am of you. The first day I met you at Greater Love Ministries, God sent me to you and said that there is something in you that will bless the women of the world. You started with poems, and you've turned it into books, and it is so amazing. I read that passage that you quoted, and I'm, like everybody else, drawn into it. I can even see myself as Regina. But I won't tell the whole world, the rest of the world, any more of it. But I just thank God for you. You are such a blessing. You're a meek and humble spirit. Even when the enemy tries to take you down, you pop right back up. If it's a word of encouragement that brings you back, that's why you could write. There was something in you. Your life was for a reason. And now the whole world can hear in the different stories that come through you. I love you, and I appreciate you, and keep on writing.
I think you got her at this point. I definitely think you got her now.
Yeah, you
got her now. If this was a bet, everybody lost now.
That wasn't fair.
Yes.
Oh, no, it was very fair because, Queen, it was something that you needed to hear in appreciation of everything that you do, and this is where you needed to hear it. So, no, it's fair. Trust me.
That can identify with Regina today, in the
right.
Choir role today.
Exactly. And she's speechless, yeah. So yeah, you got her. So, whatever one of y'all listeners bet on her crying tonight, you won, okay? There you go.
Okay.
Like trading
Thank you
places.
So much.
$1.
Thank you.
But yes, she definitely needed to hear it. And
7711 North 51st Avenue.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm not still on the line. I got to tell
you. You were, but yeah, so I didn't know you were if you were finished or what have you, but
yes,
I did want to say thank
God
you.
God be the glory.
Thank you.
Amen, and thank you so much for calling in tonight, and continue to listen in every Sunday because we definitely have powerful people like herself to come in and interview with me. So
right.
I really appreciate you listening in.
Have
from
a new station to listen.
Yeah.
To.
Yes, you do. Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful evening.
Okay, you too. Bless you, Queen.
Thank you.
Wow.
To God be the glory.
Yeah. Amen. To God be the glory. And let's do this now. We have to close out the show now. No other callers can get through, so that was actually the last call at this particular point. To finish everything out, just remind everyone where they can find all of your great books, not just Sexually Driven, but all of your wonderful works of literature.
At Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and my publisher is AuthorHouse.com. And on my website, queenlacy.vpweb.com, you can see all the listings of the books, and I have like little write-ups on what the books are about.
Okay. Now, what about social media? How can they find you? I don't know if you gave that
information. I'm on Facebook under Lacey Arthur.
Okay. Yeah, because a lot of people may want to, you know, talk to you. You may actually encounter someone who is a combination of all of Regina. And they may live next door to you. No, okay, maybe they don't live next door to you, literally. But there may be that person who wants to reach out to you and say, you know what, I'm that person, and thank you personally for bringing this book to the forefront so that everyone who is in that position will be able to say, man, God bless her. She went out of her way to put this issue to the forefront and address it in a sort of way where everyone can understand. And I think that's why so many people love your works of literature, and this is why you have the support system that you have, simply because you basically, you could care less what people think. You could care less what naysayers are out there. What you do, though, is you care if people are touched and motivated by your works of literature and makes them say, you know what, I'm making a bad decision. Let me change my way of thinking here. So your literary works, to me, change people's line of thinking. They may be getting ready to make that bad decision. They may be getting ready to step into a realm that they never been before, but once they read and, you know, find this situation out and it's happening to them, they know what to do going forward. And I think that's where your books are set apart from anybody else's book. Whoever's tried to go down that road before, that's what basically you set the bar. I'll tell you that you set the bar, period, hands down. So I mean, just that passage alone, just that excerpt alone was awesome. And I mean, I really commend you on a job well done. So you know, keep doing what you're doing. Do you have anything new coming out besides Sexually Driven? Do you have anything new that you're working on that's coming out?
Well, Sexually Driven 2 is at the editor right now.
Oh, wait, there's a second one? Oh, no. Oh, no. Here we go. Regina's at it again next door. Oh, no. What happened now? Then now you got it. No, I don't want you to disclose that.
I'm gonna leave it like this. We need the world to know. We need the world to know. We have issues, but God is great. So we can't leave Regina at where she is right now. We need to have Regina having a part two so that God gets the glory out of this.
Okay, now you're getting ready to need a TV dinner. Forget popcorn. You're going to need TV dinner for number two. This is going to keep getting good, and it's going to be good, and it's going to keep getting better, better, and better, and better.
Okay.
I'm telling you, y'all, listeners out there, you better get this book. You should be ordering this book right now. You should be getting your debit card and paying for this book right now, or doing something. You need to get this book and all of the other great books in the collection as well. But Sexually Driven 2, no date on that yet. Is that correct?
That is correct. But it'll be soon. It'll be soon.
Please keep me posted because, you know, I want to, I actually would like to have you back on to discuss number two with us.
Awesome.
What you get the date on that, we want to make sure before it comes out, so that way, you know, when it comes time to pre-order it, you'll already be set. Because people are going to get sexually driven, one, and when they find out, they're going to want two automatically. So we want people to be in line like it's Black Friday in a snowstorm to get this book. Okay.
Wow.
So, yes, man,
wow.
This has been an awesome show tonight. Thank you so much, Queen Esther Lacey, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening into the show tonight, and thank you for being on my show tonight. It's been an honor and a privilege to have so much fun with you. And
thank
we'll
you
have you
for
back
having
soon,
me.
But keep me posted on that date now.
Okay. I will.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And to everyone, now don't hang up just yet. Do not hang up your phones just yet. We've got one more thing to cover before we go off of the air here. A couple of things tomorrow night. We will be bringing back our Laugh Out Loud show, which is the comedy show that we have here. Like I said, our guests of the evening will be comedian Marty P and Marvin Hunter from Bounce TV's Off the Chain. If you're familiar with that show, that was hosted by another good friend of mine, Rodney Perry. So another thing is that we will have a new co-host on that show, Franco Banco, representing Jacksonville, Florida. So that's going to be awesome. That's tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. And also later in the week, we will debut our new show called Fresh Beats. And you heard Kelly Wright and Kells Productions. Our first guest of the evening will be her daughter, Chantel Monique. Very talented artist. You heard her show or her song earlier and when we came out of the break. So that song was called Put It On Me, and it's by Chantel Monique, just as a reminder. So she'll be on with us Thursday night as on the debut of our show, new show, Fresh Beats. So you definitely want to listen to that. And what we're going to finish out with tonight is Queen Esther Lacey's favorite song, Marvin Sapp, The Best in Me. This has been a production of of the Situations Radio Network. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow with the Laugh Out Loud show and our guests of that evening tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. So with that, I'm Robert Green. Thank you so much for listening to Situations Live today. And we'll be back. It is 102.6, The Situation.
She saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me
could only see the worst.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine. And I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine. And I am his. Said it doesn't matter what.
So I have a witness tonight. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and think that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, 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 what did he see? Can I sing the verse one time? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, see, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me for who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I'm his.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter.